Hello and welcome to my podcast Jetzt erst recht positiv leben mit Parkinson. My name is Katrin Wersing. I am 44 years old and I live in Germany. 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's myself, and 1 year later, I started this podcast, which is about life-affirming positive inspirations from people living with Parkinson's disease. I truly believe, despite we have Parkinson's, our dreams and expectations for the future should remain big and positive. And I'm convinced that no matter if we live with Parkinson's or not, we are in control of our own lives, and that the way we look into the future has a huge impact on our own quality of life. Yes, and that's why I'm doing this podcast for me and for you. So I'm glad that you join me for this episode today. A few weeks ago in July, I visited the World Parkinson's Congress in Barcelona. Those 4 days were not only hot in terms of temperature, but also hot in terms of topics. Listening to every workshop and lecture was simply impossible because there were far too many, and the decision which course to attend was a big challenge indeed. But the most important thing during these days for me was to absorb the spirit of this event. There were so many interesting, committed and absolutely impressive people related to Parkinson's gathered in one place, as I have never experienced before. More than 2,600 people from 73 countries, including over 900 doctors, 450 people from the caring and therapeutic professions, 685 people with Parkinson's and 260 relatives. So quite a bunch of people. During those days in Barcelona, I had many conversations. I took a lot of photos and audio recordings. And finally, I was faced with the overwhelming task of how to pack all this into just one podcast episode. So I decided to publish several short episodes with people and topics that touched me the most at this World Parkinson's Congress. And therefore, I'd love you to join me on my journey back to Barcelona. Today, I'll start with an interview with a unique man whom I had the pleasure of meeting again at the World Parkinson's Congress. Nenad Bach is not only a wonderful musician and composer, but also the founder of the worldwide movement Ping Pong Parkinson, which has spread like wildfire from New York all over the world. The idea of Ping Pong Parkinson is quite simple. People with Parkinson's play table tennis together in regional sports clubs in their hometown. The sport helps those affected to stay active in social life and to delay the progression of PD. I experienced it myself. Ping Pong Parkinson helps a lot of people to improve their quality of life. So Nenad Bach is a man of many talents, but above all, he is a visionary and an inspiring peace activist. So in this interview, he tells us what keeps him moving regarding Ping Pong Parkinson and what table tennis and peace have in common. So travel with me to Barcelona. I've recorded the sound of some Mediterranean waves in Barcelona to get you started. And I hope you'll have a good time with this interview. Nenad, it's so nice to talk to you here on the World Parkinson's Congress in Barcelona. We found a quiet spot. Let's see how long it's going to be quiet. How long have you been here for?
Since July 1st, and today is July 5th, so 5 days.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And what is your intention for the Congress?
Well, I think as most of the people, we want to find, when we get out of the Congress, to have common ground so that we can scream or whisper the same sentence that will bring us to the next level of acceptance in the society. We are not accepted in Paralympic Games, where it's stigma about shaking. Mm-hmm. We want to change that perception of the world. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah. And you just told me that you achieved something regarding the Paralympic Games.
I have been classified last year, but mm-hmm. this year, this first time classifier, Ilya Rosenblatt, mm-hmm. is the first that is predominant Parkinson rigidity from predominant Parkinson. Mm-hmm. So Parkinson is finally accepted in para classification, which opens the door for Paralympic Games for us. I think that's a big achievement. In 6 years, they told me it's impossible.
Yeah.
So now it's possible, and
it
happened just 2 days ago.
Wonderful. That gives hope and confidence, I think.
The world was always changed by a few individuals who believed in it.
Mm-hmm.
Never, majority was always wrong. You have to know that going into the future, what past teaches us. Now, the high tide that will bring all the boats up, not just yachts, all the boats will bring up.
That is important, that we meet the needs of every person with Parkinson's.
Exactly, exactly. That's what Ping Pong Parkinson is about. We want to help as many people as possible now, not in 2 weeks, not in a month, not in a year, now. That's our focus, that's our first goal. Yeah. Second is to bring scientific community, which we can talk a little bit. And third is to be Paralympic Games.
Mm.
So we are very close to achieve all three goals.
I think your project Ping Pong Parkinson started just 3 or 4 years ago and it exploded. That's amazing.
It's a good concept. So we have the next world championship in Austria and we have almost 350 people registered.
Wow.
So maybe we'll have a limit this time because of the technical issues, but next one will be unlimited. So we expect about 1,000 people coming to Austria.
Cool.
Which caregivers and support.
Yeah.
And the next one will be maybe 2,000. So it's exponential. But it's exponential because it has a good philosophy. People know what they will get. We need to support each other.
Mm.
We need to feel comfortable. It's friendly. It's not just competition. It's friendly competition. We know we don't play against each other. We play with each other. So that's a huge difference.
Mm.
We are not focused on results. We're focused on the game. And games bring us a joy.
Mm. And it's always an easy way to get people out of the house, to get people into motion and get into action. And it is difficult for a lot of people. I see it in my group. We are now more than 40 people in Münster playing table tennis. And whenever somebody new comes, they stay because they see what it's about and they feel the spirit. Yeah, that is so special. I'm such a big fan of Ping Pong Parkinson.
Couch is deep, you know, It's very difficult to get out of couch because you sit and it is like magnets.
Yeah.
You know, so to get out of the couch, that's a very difficult thing to achieve. But you can achieve with a spinning ball in the air because you are fascinated like cats. You give a cat a ping pong ball, a cat can play for half an hour.
Yeah,
and we're the same.
Yeah.
On a basic human level, we love to play.
Mm.
You know, why do we have professional sports? Because they play for us that we cannot play anymore.
Yeah.
That's why we watch sports. Yeah.
That's true. So so we have to do more sports now.
Yeah.
But coming back to the Congress, you're organizing the table tennis room here on the Congress, the table downstairs. But there's also a table tennis event outside the Congress tonight and tomorrow. Yeah. What could you tell us about it?
La Marbella is the sports center. It's a couple of minutes away from here, and we have the best club in Spain, and they will host, their five people are coming, that will be visiting them on Saturday. And also on Sunday we'll meet Lleida University researcher that does clinical trial.
Mm-hmm.
Two major things for us.
Okay, cool.
That we have science looking at us and see, maybe find out, why is ping pong helping so much? Because I feel that research is searching for keys under the lamp, street lamp, and we lost the keys in the dark. So we have to look at things that are not logical at all for us. Because if we look for logical things, it maybe we'll never find it. Like penicillin was found on lemon, mold on lemon. You know, who would think of that? Like, you know, somebody had to observe this, obviously.
Yeah.
So I would say ping pong may be nothing to do with it, but it's helping us right now. So it has to do something with it. It has to be part, maybe part even of a solution, not just slowing the progression, but maybe solution.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I'm not a scientist, but I would love science to look into us.
Yeah.
Precisely, deeply, you know, as deep as couch.
That's true. Yeah, very true. That's very, very interesting. We've been talking about it. You seem to be on every
event related to table tennis in the world. How do you manage all this?
I have no idea. Like each time I do things like this, I said, that's it, no more. Yeah. And then next thing, I do it again. The same as with my music. Mm. I do a major concert and I say, I can't do this anymore. It's just too much. And then again, I do it again. So I don't know what it is. I'm not just passionate, I'm obsessed with it.
Mm. It makes us feel alive, isn't it?
Huh. My life is beautiful. I'm searching for boredom. I can't find it, you know. Look at the world. I'm curious. So if you have any curiosity, the planet Earth is endless source of wonders.
Mm.
Endless source of wonders and beauty. So you can spend your life just at all, just with open jar.
That's true.
And just amazing.
Mm.
So if you think that something is boring, probably you are boring. Because nothing is boring on this planet. I have basic curiosity, yes. I'm affected by it and I enjoy it.
Yeah, and I think that's all we need, to stay curious and to stay interested in the world. And that keeps us alive and that keeps us moving.
Probably. Yeah. Good questions are sometimes better than answer.
That's true. Yeah. Thank you so much. I always love talking to you because you have so much wisdom.
I don't know about wisdom.
So many good words. Yeah, thank you. Is there anything else you want to say that maybe I didn't ask and you would like me to transfer into the podcast?
Well, I would like people to organize themselves in clubs, or chapters we call, and record this session number one. And we know how many people are in the session. Mm-hmm. And we have some data statistics so we can come with this data to upper next level. So because we are now doing all of this but without data. When we have data, we can arm wrestle with the bureaucracy of the world.
Yeah.
You know? There's another big thing that I want to say, that we should work on ourselves for sure, but let's talk about world peace as well.
Mm.
You know, world peace is achievable. Like this classification of Parkinson in Paragames was impossible 6 years ago. They told me it takes 3 decades to do that.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. So
everything is possible, right?
Exactly, and faster.
Mm.
So world peace is possible in our lifetimes, and then we can use platform of Ping Pong Parkinson to gather people, because we are peaceful people. That's a non-confrontational sport. It's not touching, you know. It's across the net, and as I said, we play with each other, not against each other. We are competitive. No questions about this.
Yeah,
we love to win. But even if I lose, it's such a small difference, or almost none, because I'm not attached to the outcome of result.
Mm.
But I love the game, and I love communication over the net. But you see only hugs in ping pong Parkinson tournaments.
Yeah.
People finish, they hug each other. What else is there? Love is base for everything.
Yeah, that's true. Wonderful. I really like that. And I think, maybe we should just all play ping pong and the world would be a better place.
Well, that's my suggestion. If somebody wants to read it, World Peace in 1 hour.
Oh yeah, I will put it in the show notes.
Yeah. WP1H.org. It's in UN Chronicle published my article.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so there is a possibility. The violence is from 15th century coming down. Last century, 200 million people have been killed. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
This century, it's several hundreds of times less, still more than we want, but the graph is coming to zero, no questions about it. So why not speed it up?
That's true.
You know, like Paralympic Games, what do we have to wait for 3 decades? Oh, no, we don't. We can do faster than this. Time is not on our side, so we better do it now.
So thank you for doing the interview now. It was brilliant talking to you. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
I hope you are as inspired as I was when I spoke to Nenad. In the show notes, you will find the link to Nenad's article in the United Nations Chronicle. Make sure to have a look at it. And I definitely share Nenad's view that Ping Pong Parkinson is much more than just playing table tennis. It gives people hope and positive expectations for the future. Furthermore, the many international tournaments and events contribute to a greater international understanding. For example, from the 25th till the 30th September, the Ping Pong Parkinson World Championships will take place in Wels in Austria, and I'm sure it will be a great experience for everybody who's participating. And I must say, I'm deeply impressed by Nenad's firm belief that world peace is possible. Like Nenad, I've always believed that everything is possible in life. Of course, we can say it has always been like this and will always be like that. Humanity is not made for peace. What can I do on my own? Yes, we could say that, but do these sentences help us in any way? Peace always begins within us. Me and you, we are the starting point. If we are at peace with ourselves, we can also deal peacefully with other people and finally carry peace into the world together. And so, for today, I simply wish you peace around you, but even more importantly, peace in your heart and in your soul. So take good care of yourself and stay on the positive side of life.